is Michael Rose, Public Services Librarian at Rockingham Community College in Wentworth, North Carolina. Today's interview subject for the Korean War Era Veterans Project is Bill Brown. Today's date is August 6, 2008. What is your full name?
William H. Brown.
And what is your age?
76.
Are you a native of Rockingham County?
Yes.
Okay. Where and when were you born? Where were you born in Rockingham County?
At the home that you live in, right? On Highway 150.
On Highway 150? Okay. In what municipality? What town?
It's east of Williamsburg.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your background before you entered the military?
She'll have to help some of it, because I don't know.
You grew up here in the county. I mean, where did you go to school? What was life like growing up here in the county before you entered the military?
Where did you go to school?
In Williamsburg.
And finished in Reedsville High School.
Okay. Once you went into the military, what was your branch of service?
Just did.
It was in the Army.
In the Army?
Army.
Okay. And when you went in, did you join voluntarily or did you get drafted?
Drafted.
You were drafted. Okay.
I had to come get me, just about.
They had to come get you. Okay. Did you just get a letter in the mail telling you to show up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you go through basic training?
In
Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about the basic training experience? What it was like for you?
You're going to have to say that again.
Can you talk a little bit about the basic training experience? What basic training was like for you?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Okay. Okay, once basic training was over, did you receive any additional training in the United States or overseas?
Did what?
Once you finished basic training, did you receive any additional training either here in the United States or overseas?
No. Not until after you went overseas, then you came back and worked in the motor pool.
Okay. And once you finished basic training, what was your primary duty? What was your primary assignment? Do you know? Once you got through training?
As far as I can remember, he just had a leave and then he was to report to Fort Lewis, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm telling you right. That was where he was to report to.
And then from there overseas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he did go to combat. Okay, so that brings up some other questions. How did you travel to Korea from Fort Lewis, Washington? How did you get there?
I went in a... flew me in the... up a,
you flew to Seattle, but how did you get from there to Korea?
On a boat.
Okay, on a ship?
Mm-hmm.
Did that go to Japan first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you remember when you arrived in Korea? Okay. While you were in Korea, did you serve in any major battles or engagements? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Did they have names?
You will have to.
Did any of the battles that you were in have names? Like battle at Port Chop Hill or...
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. Were you ever wounded while you were over there?
No.
Okay, that's good. When did you leave Korea?
When?
Yeah.
I want to think it was in May of, I don't know what year. He was over there. You were over there more than a month of still active fighting, wasn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. During this time, when was it that group that you were with, you were with a heavy artillery division.
Yes.
When y'all went and got caught on the enemy side on the airstrip.
Yes.
And you had gotten in front of the 1st Marine Division, but you didn't know how y'all got there.
Right.
And y'all moved, what, 7 times that week?
7 times, yeah.
Just on the run, trying to get out of the, stay out of the way.
Mm.
But I don't know what the names of any of these battles were or anything.
Okay. So you don't remember what year you left Korea? What month or year?
It's 54, I believe.
So you were in Korea after the war was over as well?
For almost a year.
Okay. All right. Now, once you left Korea, the war was over and you left Korea, were you still in the reserves for a while, or did you just get discharged?
Yeah, I was in reserve, and I come back to Fort Jackson.
No, they sent you back to Fort Bragg.
Fort Bragg.
Okay.
And stayed there for
6 months.
Six months, yeah.
Before they discharged, before his 2 years was up.
Okay, so by then it would have been maybe 1955 when you were discharged.
I want to think he went in the first day of December in 52.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would put him getting out the first day, last day of November of 54.
Okay, the very end of 54. Mm-hmm. All right. What was your rank when you were discharged from Army?
Corporal.
Okay. Did you receive any medals or commendations for your military service?
You don't have any.
I don't have any, but they said I had supposed to be able to get some. But where can I go get them?
Well, I can give you some information that I gave another gentleman, if you want to pursue that. And you can make some calls.
Okay.
Once you left the military, what was your major occupation after military service?
And what?
Once you finished up with the war and finished up with the military, what was your major occupation after you left the military?
He farmed for a year because he was farming before he went in. And then he went to work at the Ford place in Reidsville.
Dealership.
Uh-huh. And then he went, left there and went to Jones Auto Supply.
Is that also in Reidsville?
Pardon?
Is that also in Reidsville?
It was at that time, yeah. Okay. And then he left there. I don't remember which place he went to, but he stayed in parts for several years.
All the parts business.
Right.
Okay.
He ended up with, the last place you worked was Carl Johnson's, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then he left there and started pulling mobile homes nationwide.
You mean with the truck?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he was pulling mobile homes in every state except North Dakota.
What's wrong with North Dakota?
We just didn't have nobody to never get sent there.
I wanted to go there, but never did make it.
Well, you got to see a lot of other states I haven't seen. Okay. Are you in contact with anyone today that was that you served with in the armed forces?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody here locally?
No, not.
Well, Bo Parks is here. His serial number is one number in front of yours and behind you one. I don't remember which. Bo Parks?
Mm-hmm. Bo Parks.
And the Arnold Jones, he got killed while he was in Korea. He was in Bill's division, too. Mm-hmm.
That first name, Buzz, B-O-S-E?
I don't know. How did you call? What was Buzz's actual name? He's the one that run the used car lot type thing over on 29. Bo Parks, a lot of them call him.
Okay. And then that other fellow was killed.
A wall fell on him a day before he was supposed to even come home.
Yeah, he was just supposed to be there, and he fell on that wall, fell on him, and killed him.
Arnold Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, what's the guy's name? We go to that breakfast, the Army breakfast thing, but we hadn't been lately. What was the guy's name up next to Stokesdale? Was he overseas with you in oil business?
Yeah.
Do you remember what his name was?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Korean War is sometimes called the Forgotten War, or some people call it a police action instead of a war. What is your attitude about the Korean conflict?
What was what?
What is your attitude about the Korean conflict?
We shouldn't have been there.
Okay. How did Korean War Air Service change your life?
I don't know if anything. You?
Not really.
Well, Mr. and Ms. Carter, we would like to thank you for participating in the Korean War Era Veterans Project. Thank you.
We're Browns, not Carters.
I'm sorry. Mr. and Ms. Brown.